11:13, a little bit early to bring you on, Mabel Louise, but right. I sense that you're ready and raring to go, actually.
I am, whatever, whenever you allow.
All right.
You want me to go ahead then?
Shall we? Isn't it a beautiful day? Oh, I can't believe
perfect.
The just sunshine and the
sun
warmth.
And
how do you get that on the same day? That's the thing in the winter.
I know, yeah. Well, there's only a few more days before spring is officially here. I took a peek over at the calendar in the studio this morning, and I noticed that spring is officially here on March 20th. What is that? Let's see. That would be about 7 or 8 days. I didn't count them. That would be next Wednesday. Okay. So it'd be 7 days. Well, that's good, isn't it? And I've noticed so many more birds arriving. And aren't they beautiful against that white, shiny snow? Oh, my goodness. And today, let me continue on with my series on the 23rd Psalm. Oh, what a blessing to my own life as I study and do the research. Oh, there's so many nuggets. So don't leave me. Stay with me because the series will be several broadcasts. And, oh, my goodness, there are only 6 verses, but what the nuggets are is just beautiful. So stay with me and allow me to give you some special truths that David is trying to share with us. And since there's only 6 verses, let's repeat it together, okay? You can do that in the car or truck or wherever you are in the kitchen. Just wherever you are, even in the office. That's right. Let's go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that beautiful? Well, the theme of Psalm 23 is that Christ is our great shepherd, and it's agreed that David is the author. I read an article from Dr. Frank Morgan that said that he calls the psalm the Song of the Old Shepherd. You see, David never, ever forgot, even as a king, that he was a shepherd boy. And Morgan went on to say that this psalm is the mature deliberations of a ripe experience. David was tested and tried, and now we see fruit and mature judgment born of a long and a fruitful life. When you read the scriptures, it's obvious that it was written by humble men like Paul and Peter and Luke and Matthew, and shall I go on? All of them guided by the Holy Spirit. And a lot of the contents of the scripture is written about rural life. And precious, simple folks just loved and appreciated nature. They practically lived outdoors, and they loved living in the countryside. So the apostles wrote about their surroundings and their daily experiences. And the Lord himself used parables of nature, life experiences. Some of the examples, let me just list a few, would be the parable of the sower. Of course, the people would sow their barley and their wheat and seeds. And the parable of the workers in the vineyard. And you know how they drank wine because there was a lot of lack of water everywhere. Then there was the parable of the weeds, the parable of the lost sheep. And he presented himself as the great shepherd of the sheep in John chapter 10. If you haven't read it lately, read it. So beautiful. I did a series on this particular psalm many years ago. And my husband and I visited a sheep experimenting farm up in northern Wisconsin. What a help and what a blessing to be there and walk among the sheep and to hear the farmer tell about his own experiences. I regret that my tapes were destroyed in our house fire. So it's been a blessing for me to study all over again and learn so many lessons. And so let's take each statement of the psalm and go verse by verse, because there's so many lessons to learn and I don't want to skip over them. So I'll be using my text and referring to two sheep herders, and I'll use their ideas as part of the teaching. And by the way, I'm spending time on this psalm because it is one, along with the Lord's Prayer, the most widely memorized portion of Scripture in the Bible. The Jews, both Orthodox and Reform, know this psalm. And of course, Christians of all denominations are acquainted with it. And by the way, many churches quote it on a regular basis. And it's so beautiful, and hopefully I'll be able to give you some lessons as to the reason King David wrote it as it is. One reference, as I referred to before, was written by a shepherd known by the name of Fernando de Alfonso. He was a shepherd who actually roamed with the sheep, and he had over 1,000 ewes on the open range. And by the way, he formerly lived in Spain and was known there as one of the best sheep rangers in the country. He came actually from a generation of sheep herders. And the author was another sheep herder known as Philip Keller. Philip wrote lots of books, and he wrote a nice one that I just love, because he grew up on a sheep farm. As he matured and grew older, he bought a sheep farm, and he became a full-time sheep rancher. So both of these men were very familiar with the needs and the actions of sheep. So today I'm going to be taking the first verse of Psalm 23. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." So let's break down each word of this opening statement. What is a shepherd? Well, Webster says he's a manager or a owner or a caregiver or a servant who is tending the sheep. And isn't it interesting that David wanted you and me to know who had charge of his life when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." He was not ashamed of the testimony of Christ. He wanted the whole world to know. He wanted everybody like you and me to know how important it was to know Jesus. And a radio listener accepted Christ as her Lord and Savior while listening to WWIB. And she met me here at the station so I could go over the scriptures with her and confirm her faith from the Word of God. That's so important. And during our conversation, she looked me straight in the eye and said, "Mabel Louise, how big is God?" It kind of threw me for a minute. And I thought, how can I explain how big he is? It's impossible. He is so awesome. So I think David was really trying to say that same thing from his heart when he began to pen his Psalm 23. And of course, I explained to this precious one, this lady, that God was the author and the originator of everything that exists. Think about that. Doesn't that blow your mind? And that he not only was the author, but that he was the artist of our world. Wow. The creator, if you please, of everything that exists. Not only was he the originator, he is our Savior. Wow. And then God, the Holy Spirit, is God's agent who presents the facts of who he is to you and to me. And that is so important. So David, pardon me, was perhaps looking up at the stars and remembering the days when he was alone with the sheep and all those hours that he spent on the desert watching and looking, watching for danger and looking for water and all the grass that he could find. And as he was, the sheep were resting, worshiping the God of the universe. Wow. Can you imagine the vast number of stars he would see out there all alone and looking up? Just think how beautiful and how wonderful the Lord is, the one who created all of the universe, the shepherd, if you please. And he wants you and me to consider ourselves as his sheep. And of course, we become the object of his affection. And we get his individual, undivided attention. Can you imagine that? He's so personal. And he's with us day and night. The truth is, no one can really describe him or be able to tell of all of his awesome attributes. The Lord, the Savior of the world, the one who died that you and I might live and have everlasting life. David was talking about Jehovah, the Lord God of Israel. Jesus himself said, "I am the good shepherd, and I give my life for my sheep." That little word, "my," is so important. Millions of religious people know that the Lord is a shepherd, but they really don't know that he is their shepherd. How can you know that the God of the universe is actually your shepherd? Well, I believe John 10:27 gives us that answer. Because Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Oh, I love that verse and that promise. There are two simple proofs that can test if you are of his flock. First, let me suggest, he says, "My sheep hear my voice." So the question really is, do you listen to to what the Lord has to say to you? Do I listen? And, of course, we obtain those wonderful lessons to listen to through the Holy Spirit and as we read the Word of God. And then the second thing that I thought of was to follow the leadership. Members of Christ's flock follow the leadership that he gives to them through his word. It really is simple, isn't it? And those who belong to the shepherd hear and follow him. Can you join me today and say along with King David, "The Lord is my shepherd"? You see, this statement implies a binding and practical working relationship between a human being and his Lord. So the shepherd is your owner, your manager, and of course, he wants to guide you. What really blows my mind away is that Jesus wants to be my shepherd, and he wants me to be his sheep. Aren't you thankful? Because he's really not willing that any should perish. The parable of the one lost sheep says he left the 99 and went after that one that was lost. Oh, I'm so glad he came after me. Maybe you're that one lost sheep and you're listening to me today. You've thought about accepting Christ as your Savior, but, oh dear, you just keep putting it off. Why don't you trust Jesus today and let him be your shepherd? He wants to. He wants you to love him and trust him. So let me ask you, why are you so foolish to turn down this wonderful offer when we know and you know he died on the cross for our sins? Yes, he gave his life for his sheep. I love that old verse that's the gospel in a nutshell because it's so precious. It tells us that God so loved you and me that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, meaning you and me, believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Trust him today, won't you? Don't put it off. Do it today. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.